Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. My name is Matt Leon, and on Tuesday night, a community meeting was held in Palmyra, focused on New Jersey Transit, specifically its light rail river line, which has been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons as of late.
One person killed, 20 people injured, as a river line train smashes into a tree on the tracks in Burlington County, New Jersey. We have just learned from Governor Murphy that it was the train operator who was killed. It happened in Mansfield Township.
Let's bring in KYW's Nina Baratti, who was at the meeting. And Nina, what have been the River Line's problems as of late? They seem to range from frustrating to downright tragic.
Yeah, so just to start with some of the really tragic situations. Earlier this month, there was a train conductor for New Jersey Transit. She was actually killed, and there was more than 20 people on board that were hurt. On that day, she was driving the train in Mansfield Township, and there was a tree on the track that started that tragedy. And then back up to actually in August in Palmyra, which is where this meeting was this week, there was a 15-year-old boy who officials there said he was walking, and he sadly got hit by one of the trains that was traveling on the light rail. So those were two of the, especially for Palmyra, this meeting this week was in the community center in town. So a lot of people who knew the family of that boy, that's their community. As for commuters who, they are affected, I guess, day to day by some of those problems from New Jersey Transit. Some of the complaints that we heard at the meeting were a lot of the cars that break down, especially during the hotter months, the cancellations of trains.
It is never standard. It is always stressful.
Some people complained about the safety at some of the stops.
Riverton and Palmyra are walking school districts.
As well as the cleanliness.
Palmar Station is disgusting. It needs to be cleaned.
So there was kind of, quite a vast amount of complaints that came out at the meeting that stretched from actually people who take the train, the commuters, and then, going back with those two tragedies in mind, a lot of people, too, brought up just pedestrian safety and, safety for people who drive near there. A lot of these areas for people who are unfamiliar with the River Line stops, they run right through the middle of some of these smaller South Jersey towns. Some of the areas, they say, don't have, fencing. They're easy to cross, easy to walk by. One gentleman that spoke said that there is one area near his house that actually some of the gates don't always, match when the train comes by.
Gates come down when there's no trains, and then gates don't come down when there are trains. And it's a miracle that you don't have more vehicle strikes.
So those were some of the concerns and complaints that came up during the meeting.
So who hosted the meeting, and what was kind of the message you heard out of this meeting?
So the meeting was hosted by the New Jersey State Senator Troy Singleton.
We really want to focus on the reliability of this system, the public safety aspect of some of the issues that have arisen.
For him, he said the goal was for New Jersey Transit and other local officials just to hear directly from residents and commuters who use that light rail river line every day or quite often, just to, tell New Jersey Transit what's going on. New Jersey Transit has been having problems all across the state, but, it varies. For South Jersey, there might be some other different problems versus other areas, especially for this unique type of rail line that runs through South Jersey. So New Jersey Transit did make their own presentation before the public comment opened. They did say that, there's about $19 million that's going to be going toward helping with investing in repairs for current vehicles, bringing in a fleet of some new vehicles, installing some fences and help with, some safety, some education for some students in school and other sorts of things like that. So they did, say, hey, changes are coming. There's already some that have been implemented. So they did present that to the community. However, the community still, they were there to express some of their concerns and, bring up some issues that people who maybe work in New Jersey Transit may not see because they're not the ones who are commuting daily at some of these smaller local stations. So again, the purpose of the conversation that Senator Singleton was just to make New Jersey Transit aware of some of what, the folks down there in South Jersey are dealing with every day.
Did you get a feel that the senator and the people that were there were satisfied with what they heard?
A lot of people, I think they want to see the action. So, you know, it was the first step, and that's what the senator said. This was the first step for this conversation, was just to, you know, make that connection with the New Jersey Transit, talking with commuters. But I think a lot of people, they want to see more action. They want to see, you know, what changes are being implemented, what safety things are they going to be seeing at the stops that they live near. And that's what they're looking out for next, is what is New Jersey Transit going to do, and what's, you know, what are they going to actually see and feel that's different to help keep their community more safe with these lines going through.
All right. Thank you very much, Nina. KYW's Nina Baratti joining us, and we will have more on the Week in Philly coming up, including a look at a new Pennsylvania law which will look to help to address postpartum depression in women. Stay with us.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.